From House to Home is a three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all. I'm Jeremy Salemson, and this feature is made possible by Desiree Goldman, real estate expert with RE/MAX Winning Edge and 20 years of experience in the greater Chapel Hill market. Desiree Goldman, refreshingly authentic. And we are thrilled to welcome to the studio today Mr. Gary Mosier. Gary is the co-founder of the Tate Mosier Appraisal Group from right here in Chapel Hill. All right, Gary, let's talk a little bit about the Triangle market specifically, okay? So you guys cover the Triangle market. Tell us what areas you cover, and then let's talk a little bit in terms of, you know, the 30,000-foot view regarding sort of activity. And then ultimately, do you have any concerns right now about valuation bubble?
Okay. We cover the whole Triangle, Orange, Durham, Wake, Johnson, Chatham counties. We have a big volume based on right now there's limited inventory, which is hurting people right now.
Right.
That's the reason why some of the values are going up. But limited inventory mostly in Orange County, it's going up in Durham, Wake, and Johnson County quite substantially.
Yeah.
But listings are going up. Days on the market are going down, and multiple offers on properties are being taken into consideration.
All right, so you bring up an excellent point. I want to ask you about this. So when you get into multiple offer scenarios, right, which is what we're seeing across the Triangle now, how difficult then does it present an opportunity for you to accurately sort of gauge what's happening in the market? Because, I mean, ultimately we know that a house is worth what a consumer is willing to pay for, right? But the reality is that from a lending and from a valuation perspective, there have to be sort of measures in place to make sure that the market is running fair. And generally speaking, the market does a good job of sort of measuring that itself.
Right.
But that puts a lot of pressure on you guys to get that number right in quotation. So talk to us about how do you deal with that?
Well, first of all, you mentioned the word opportunity. I'm not sure it's an opportunity with some of the times we're having right now, mainly because an appraisal that most people probably don't understand is we're going backward in time with comparables and the market's going forward. So it's a constant flex problem for us. Most everything is working out fairly well in our market right now because realtors in our market do a great job of listing price.
I'm Jeremy Salemson, and this has been From House to Home, made possible by Desiree Goldman, real estate expert with RE/MAX Winning Edge and 20 years of experience in the greater Chapel Hill market. Desiree Goldman, refreshingly authentic, online at DesireeGoldman.com.